The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chav Beis discusses the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether Madlikin Miner Liner, is it Mutter, is it permitted to light from one Hanukkah light to another? So we paskin like Shmuel, who says it is Mutter to light from one candle to another. However, the Rishonim, the Poskim, put limitations on that, on this heter. What are some limitations? So the Rush and the Rambam say that when is it mutter to, when does Shmuel say it's mutter to light minir linir? That's only if you do it directly from candle to candle. But if you're going to use something else, like a match, you're going to do it to a intermediary or third thing, so that would be a bizoy mitzvah, because then you're taking a non-mitzvah item and using it. Even though it's for the sake of lighting the menorah, they say it's only minir linir if you're lighting it from one candle to the next. The Magen Avraham as well says you can't use another, if a fire, if one of the candles went out, you can't now take from the Hanukkah candle and light it. Why? Since we paskin, the Gemara tells us in Daf Chaf Aleph, Kavsa ein zokeko. We paskin, if the candle goes out, one is not obligated to relight it. And therefore, since it's only an extra, it's optional, therefore you can't use the Hanukkah candle to light an optional non-mitzvah light. So you need direct from one candle to another, and it has to be for a mitzvah purpose, not for an optional candle. And as well, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis that really near issue base, so really the basic chiyuv is one candle per household. So all the extra lights aren't mandatory, they're only optional. So therefore, you can't light it in those scenarios. The Ramah quotes from the Mordechai, let's say it's the second night of Hanukkah and you have two lights. So the Rama writes, you can't take from the second light, you can't light the second candle light from the first light, because the first light is the Iker one. That's the mandatory, that's the Arishu base, it's only a Heder Mitzvah. So when could you take? So if you can take from one's first light to someone else's first light, but since it has to be on the same level. So that's what they point to. Even though we paskin madlikim in yel and near, but according to the Russian Rambam, it has to be done directly. The Magen Avraham kafsa ein zakakla, and therefore you can't relight a candle that went out, and as well it has to be one-on-one. You can't do one near issue beso. The other Achronim point out that let's say it's the third night of Hanukkah. So the Mordechai points out that you could light it as if you have this from the second candle, which is already Hiddur Mitzvah, you could light the third candle because they're both on equal footing. And the Beis HaLevi says even Rav, who holds in Madlika Minya Lanir, that would agree that on the third night he could take from the second candle. Why? Because the Beis HaLevi Shita is, if one only has two candles on the third night, he should only light one candle, not two. But he says, in order to perform Hiddur Mitzvah on the rest of the night, it has to be connected to Yavim, it has to be corresponding to the number of days in Hanukkah. So it may make no sense to light two candles on the third night, but you're not getting the Hiddur, and you might as well just light one. Therefore, the Beis HaLevi says, even Rav would permit taking light from a second candle to light the third candle, since the second candle alone without the third wouldn't be meaningful and it wouldn't serve any purpose. So we have the Gemara, we paskin like Shmuel Malika Minya Wanir, but with many caveats, is you have to limit it to directly from the candle to candle, and you can't relight a light that went out, or you can't take from the first light to the second or third, because then you're lowering yourself to a heder mitzvah. And the Rama writes, but on the third night, the Mordechai writes, you can take the second candle and light with the third candle because they're both heder. And the Beit HaLevi's Chiddush in general raises the Shaila, if it's the third night, you only have two candles, you only light one. However, he says, but even Rav would agree, if the only way to go from two to three is by lighting Minyan one there, even Rav would agree in that case, because there's no, the second light would be meaningless unless you have all three.